Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity with your host, David Heimer.
Welcome to Profiles in Prosperity. I'm David Heimer. Today we're speaking with Eric Dutton, founder and president of Dutton Plumbing in Simi Valley, California. Dutton Plumbing is a large, successful, and well-respected plumbing company. They've been recognized as North American Plumbing Contractor of the Year. They were awarded the Service Nation Sales and Service Award, and they were honored with the George Brazil Trailblazer Award. And those are just the awards that I know about. Today, we're going to talk with Eric Dutton and find out what he did to build this fabulous company. So welcome, Eric.
Hi, Dave. Glad to be here.
I have a favor to ask of you. Among the long list of things I admire about you is that you're a real down-to-earth guy, you're overly modest about yourself, and you have this hilarious, self-deprecating humor. I don't think I've ever heard you take credit for anything, but today I want you to throw out all that modesty, revel in your success, and tell us genuinely how it all happened. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely. I'll do my best. I'll start by saying it's all me. All me, nobody else. Okay? Nobody. I did it.
That's exactly what I expected. So let's start at the beginning. How did you get into the plumbing industry?
Well, started when I was young. My parents divorced. My mother remarried and married a plumber. And I was a big kid, probably about 12, maybe 13 years old. And he being a plumber, didn't have much money as most of us don't, or some of us don't, and saw free labor and put me to work. So, you know, my weekends and summers were full of good activity, keeping me out of trouble. And that's kind of how it started. And he kind of evolved from there.
So at some point, you must have decided that you were going to go work for yourself. Is that how it started, or did you end up working for other people for a while, kick around, and then start your own thing? How did that happen?
I did learn the entrepreneurial lifestyle from my stepfather, which, you know, it's hard for me to work under somebody, kind of like being a tenant. It's hard for me to rent. I like to own. Funny, the first job I ever really had, and the first W-2 I ever received was in 2003 when I incorporated. So prior to that, I've never really been an employee other than as a real young man working for my stepfather. That was, you know, a $20 bill here, a $50 here, and it was never really a job. So I kind of always did things on my own, even breaking away for a few years in my mid-20s to open up a motorcycle shop, and really enjoyed that. I've always been into motorcycles, so I saw an opportunity to, you know, work into something I loved, and did that for a few years, and that was fun, you know, careless, wild, fun times. But then I met the right girl, got married, and she told me, you're going to stop that and get back to plumbing, because not a lot of good influences in that circle at the time. And I got my contractor's license, had a kid on the way, and just pushed forward. You know, that's basically how it all started.
So there are lots of plumbers in California. Most of them are one or two truck operations. You are at least 20 times the size of the average plumbing contractor. What did you do differently? Why are you a large, successful contractor instead of operating, you know, two or three trucks?
I'm not sure if you just called me fat there, Dave, but I'll let it slide.
I didn't.
I kind of get asked this a lot, and what it boils down to, there's no magic bullet. There's nothing one great thing you do. Just do ordinary things extraordinarily well. That's something I've always done. The littlest detail. I mean, don't overfocus on the little stuff, but you just do the basic stuff really, really well and let it build from there. And I think one of the things, like anything, I mean, you know, that holds most people back is fear. I've never really had a lot of fear. When I heard my wife was having a baby, that was fear. And I knew I had to get off my ass and do something. So since then, I just kind of lean into anything I do because it always works out. And if you don't take the step, you never know, you know, and so many people sit there, overthink it, overanalyze it. I just pull the trigger. I go forward and do it. And if it doesn't work, you learned. If it works, then hallelujah, it worked. But, you know, fear is a choice. And that's one of those things I choose not to participate in. And I'd say that's probably, to me, the big thing that separates the guy who's out there running the call himself to the one who's willing to try something different, you know, hire people, spend money, do advertising, and just do it all. You know, don't reinvent the wheel. Just look at what people do. And like in Service Nation, you've got all these great role models. You've got all these awesome people that lead you. Just see what they do. Ask some questions. Ask for help, and it's all there. And it's nothing new. It's not rocket science.
You said something I thought was really interesting just a few minutes ago. You said, do ordinary things extraordinarily well. Can you give me an example of what you mean by that?
Sure. Something we do here is called protect the brand. So that goes all the way down to the appearance of the trucks, the appearance of your technician. We've always had uniforms. I mean, when I decided to move into the high-end service repair plumbing, and by the way, that's all we do. We don't do construction. We don't do industrial, commercial, strictly residential service repair plumbing and drains only. But the shoes, they have to have black shoes. They have to be polished. We have buffing, polishing shoe polishers here with just tons of shoe polish available and areas for guys to sit and do that. Pants have to be in good condition, no worn knees, no tears, no stains, white shirts always tucked in with a belt. And you'd be surprised how hard it is just to do that. But like anything else, it doesn't happen overnight. You just keep on top of it. You keep your trucks washed. You get a nice logo. You get your trucks wrapped. You get a look all the way through. It just has to go through the whole company. So anything that represents our company, it has to protect the brand. It has to look the part. We are the best. That's what we strive to be. And we better communicate it on everything we do. That's pretty much it.
That's great. So how did you come up with, let's just take uniforms, for example. So at some point in time, you started your own business. You had hired probably a couple people. And at what point did you say, look, we've got to have uniforms and we can't just have run-of-the-mill uniforms. We got to look fantastic. How did you come to that?
Well, I've always had a bit of a compulsive personality and I've always wanted to be the best at everything I did. And with plumbing, I really wanted to stand out. I wanted to take it to new heights. And it's, you know, people say I'm competitive. I don't see myself as competitive. I see myself as, I don't know, always moving forward, always wanting something bigger and better. So like the uniforms, I was influenced by Frank Blau, you know, going to some of his seminars back in the 90s. Of course, Maurice Mayo in San Diego went to one of a couple of his things and got caught into the excitement of the best, the biggest, the brightest, the cleanest, the most professional. And that really just caught me. And I've never let go of it. And I'm a visual person. So I always have this little beam of light on the horizon. And that's my visual. And I'm always going toward it. And that beam of light still is far away. It is the same size and as bright as it was, you know, 15 years ago when I transitioned into the service and repair. So it's still there and I'm still going after it. So we keep improving and we keep growing. And that's kind of keeps me on track, you know.
What kind of boss are you?
It depends on who you ask. ever evolving. One of our core values is ever evolving, all change is good, and something that I really do live it. Like anybody in this business, you start out being the guy in the truck, then you transfer into doing the payroll, answering the phones and dispatching, and then you manage those people who do take that over, and eventually you grow up to a point where you're faced with letting go. And I think that's also a wall that so many people hit. And they'll hit that at, you know, they're 5, 6, 8 truck size. And they hit that wall and they just can't let go. They just can't let go of the vine and they just want to meddle in all areas of the business. They hire people, call them managers or give a plumber a title and then totally take away his authority. So it's a worthless title because everybody has to go to the boss for everything. And I was that guy. And up until maybe a few years ago, right, as we joined Service Nation and starting to take my head out of, I'll call it the sand. Frank Blau would call it something else, but I took my head out of the sand a little bit and started saying, well, you know, you have good people, empower those people, but don't just empower them with a title, let go, let them take over. And if they make a mistake, then stand back and let them learn from it because then you have opportunity to grow. So I started doing that. Eric Falconer, my general manager, who's really turned out to be something special. And it's 80% him and kind of just 20% me just letting him do what he does and not micromanaging him. Oscar and others, Kevin was doing great, and now Sean, and just so many people that are just growing up and then exploding. And now we were stagnant for several years, right at about $5 million mark for about 3 or 4 years. And then once I started getting these guys in power, we're seeing huge growth in the last couple of years, 30% plus. And we're currently way ahead of our budget. We're going to almost double our budget for this year, the way it's looking. And it's just because you have good people, you give them the tools, the training they need, and then you just let them do what they need to do. And I think that has been the key for me on this phase of my personal development, you know, learning to let go and trust people.
Is it a satisfying thing to see people develop under this new philosophy?
Absolutely. You know, and there's that saying, I remember, if you train people, what happens if you train them and they leave? And of course, what happens if you don't train them and they stay?
Right.
I help people. And when someone comes to me and they're announcing they want to move on and start their own company, or they want to seek out an opportunity somewhere else, and or even outside of the business, I'm excited for them. Okay, let's talk about it. First, what did I do to let you down? And sometimes it's just a mutual thing. But I always look out for a win-win situation. And a lot of bosses don't do that. A lot of bosses have their thumb on everybody's head. They want people to work for minimum wage or, you know, just as little as possible. They don't want them to succeed. They want them to stay in their box, do their job, and be quiet and not complain. I want people to grow. I want them to evolve and develop. This way, they move around on my bus to different seats. Seats of more importance because we put the time into the person. And sometimes, again, that person takes off to the stars. And there's a lot of guys like that here. And if I can keep them entertained and use their ability, and where it's a mutual thing, I'm all about it. But if they need to go on to better themselves, I look forward to that. And I take pride in that as well. So I try not to be selfish. And I really try to want everybody to win. So the triple win, the customer wins, the company wins, and the employee wins. And that's a kind of a magic formula.
You have, I think, one of the best mottos, company taglines, whatever you want to call it, in our industry. The plumber you'd send to your mom's house. I think it's fabulous. It says so much in that one short phrase. How did you guys come up with that?
Well, there were a couple of stories going around on that, and I was corrected on it about 6 months ago because I was had the wrong version going on in my head. But it went back to... you know Eric Falconer, and a lot of people probably listening to this know him. He's kind of very active in the industry, and he works here. He's my general manager. He started at 19 as just a guy in the office, didn't even know him, and answered phones, did whatever. So he's evolved. And several years ago, he'd only seen Dutton plumbers, so he's used to the uniforms and the trucks and the nice behavior and the clean, groomed look. So he wanted to go to an industry trade show. And I said, yeah, you ought to, you know, get your finger on the pulse. So he went to the Long Beach PHCC show, which is every year. And he was excited, a wide-eyed kid. He was probably in his, you know, early, mid-20s. And he goes there and he goes in expecting all these professionals to be walking around. And what he said is, as the door opened up, it reminded him of that Capital One commercial you see for the credit card where all these barbarians come in looting. And he said, oh my God. And you know, he stood back as they come through grabbing anything that's not nailed down, putting it in their goodie bags and just riding through the place. And he was kind of shocked. So he came back and to the office, and later that week, someone had asked him, how did the show go? And he had to share that. And they said, well, what's the difference? Why are our guys so different? And he basically coined the phrase, our guys are the plumber you'd send to your mom's house. And so he shared that with me, and I trademarked it. So with his permission,
yeah.
Because I'm not afraid to give him credit for it. And he said, hey, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have come up with it. And So he's generous too. So that's how that started.
Well, you also recognized something that was really unique and that stood out. I mean, it's a great story, by the way. And I have been there at the PHCC GLAA opening. Yep. And he's right. It is this mob that's it's running in.
It is. Hide the women and children.
But, the company tagline, you use it on your website, you refer to it in your blogs, use it in your radio and TV commercials, and it feels more than a company tagline. It feels more like a company motto. Do you use it to guide company training, image, and other decisions that you guys do?
Very good, Dave. You're a pretty insightful guy, I have to admit. That's something that I was going to mention if you hadn't brought it up. It's not just a marketing line. It's not just something we use to attract customers. It is what we live by. It is the compass for Dutton Plumbing. And we tell every employee, and they're all empowered, to be the plumber you send to your mom's house. So we use that whenever there's an issue where we need clarity. We bring that up, and that's something that we always refer back to. What would you do for your own mom? How would you want her treated? And that's what we live by. And it gets into the soul of these guys. And we just did we do a monthly all-company meeting, just had it this morning. And part of one of our core values, first core value is amazing. And these guys are amazing. And how that plumber you send to your mom's house translates, we've had a technician who came to the aid of a pregnant woman whose landlord was screaming at her. He broke it up and he calmed it down. He took charge, protecting her. Another one witnessed a kid getting hit on a bicycle by a car and the car took off. They broke their arm. He took care of the kid, got a hold of the mom, carried the girl home to her mom. Things like that, stopping, helping people on the side of the road. I don't tell them to do this. In fact, they don't even tell me they do this. I hear it from people. I get emails from people. I get postings on our website, things like that. And I have to hunt them down to congratulate them. So they're not in it for the glory. They're truly those kind of people. And that is the magic. That's what makes me proud.
Oh, that's awesome. The thing is that the plumber you'd send to your mom's house, it just informs so much. I mean, it appeals to the right people. If I'm in your company and we're thinking about hiring this guy, is this the guy that I would send to my mom's house? If not, I don't want him working with me, right?
Yep.
It's great stuff.
And there's good peer pressure too, because these guys, they only want the best. They only want people they trust and people that they would send to their mom's house. And when we do make a hiring mistake, it normally adjusts itself really quick because these guys, they're great guys, but if you're not one of them, they're not going to warm up to you and you're going to feel the heat. And people just leave when they're not the right fit.
Well, Eric Dutton, thank you so much for talking with me today. It was great to hear about Dutton Plumbing, and I think it will give our listeners a lot to think about. Will we get to see you at Service World Expo this year in Las Vegas?
Absolutely. No photos, please.
All right. Thanks a lot, man. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Dave. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.